From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is the Daily Breakfast. In this episode, I come face to face with a terrifying alien as geek worlds collide at the Archeon Midwinter Fair.
Check it out. This is one of the most scary costumes I've seen so far here on the Archeon Midwinter Fair. Oh, look at that. That is amazing. Must be a bit uncomfortable to get lunch next to this alien. Which is, by the way, what a lot of people are doing here. Having lunch, enjoying food. Because it's cold outside and there is music here. So this is a great place to hang out here for a while. I want to show you a little bit what's on the inside of these Roman buildings, because these are all based on architecture from the Roman era in the Netherlands. So it's 2,000 years ago. Here we are outside, and fortunately, finally, we get some blue skies. So the rain has stopped. And for a couple of hours, we should be fine. Which, of course, is good news for all these costume-wearing people. Because walking around in the rain or in the snow with a costume is not very nice. Now, this is, again, one of my favorite parts of the Midwinter Fair. Because this is where you have all the geeky stuff. The books, the videos. Like the Dark Crystal, who doesn't love the Dark Crystal, and the Labyrinth, and all the Star Wars stuff as well, of course, because why not? You can just combine all that geeky goodness while you're at it. And it even has my favorite heroes from Toy Story. And of course, Buzz Lightyear is there too. Now, this is also a place where you can find lots of awesome books. Look at this Doctor Who monster book, which has photos with annotations of all the monsters in the history of Doctor Who. But there is a book that is even cooler, and it's called The Doctor Who Vault, with a preface of Stephen Moffat, who, of course, used to be the director. And this is a very colorful book with the entire history of the Doctor Who franchise since its early beginnings until the more recent ones. That was a scary photo of one of the Weeping Angels. And of course, Doctor Who goes back all the way to the 70s. And the black and white era, and this book documents it all. This is just one of those books. This doesn't work on a Kindle. You need to have this paper book that you can just read and check it out. There's even Doctor Who Kellogg's cornflakes. Why not? This is why I still love paper books in addition to digital books, because there is something about just the paper, the color, the experience of just browsing through a book like this about the filming of Game of Thrones. It's actually one of my favorite genres is books that show you how they created these amazing television series that we enjoy so much. This book is about the movie Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the first movie. And this is one of those books with lots of pop-ups and extra things. This too is very hard to translate to a digital format, because you've got all these, you know, these extra, like a classified folder with secret stuff in it and artifacts from the movie. Look at that, just fold out. You can't do this in a digital book. So these are perfect books to just order on Amazon. Coffee table stuff. and it's really, really cool. Let me put that away nicely. And then from the world of the Dark Crystal and Labyrinth, we're easily switching to the world of Star Wars with Vader, Jyn Erso, and of course Finn. And the Star Wars figurines, which I think are from the Disney store, but I love these. Absolutely gorgeous. This is all, of course, still from The Force Awakens. But nevertheless, very, very, very cool. And here, this is from the new movie, of course. It's the dark BB-8. What's his name again? BB-9E. And here's the trusty old BB-8. This is Rogue One stuff. All looking extremely nice. And from the world of Star Wars and spaceships, we go and take a look at this musical corner with wonderful music by the band Parsley. With a harp and a flute and a guitar. I love this music. Actually, I grew up with music. There's Batman himself. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good to see you.
Are you the Star Wars priest?
I am the Star Wars priest, yes.
My girlfriend's like, hey, it's the Star Wars priest. He's from Amersfoort.
I am. You too?
No, she's from Spakenburg.
Spakenburg. Oh, that's in the neighborhood. Yes.
I saw her late to Brahmins.
Oh, good. Good. Excellent. Are you having a good time?
I am. We actually went on our first date here, so it's become like a yearly tradition.
Oh, wow.
And it's our fourth year together. So
how romantic.
We are geeks for the first time.
Well, geeks unite.
How do you feel about the new Star Wars coming out, 14?
Well, when people are watching this, actually, the movie already came out, because I'm pre-recording this. So it was awesome. Well, I have no idea. It was awesome. No, I'm very confident that it's going to be awesome. By the time the people are watching this, then of course they know that I was right.
They'll know. Obviously. You know.
Yes. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And I will see you around. All right. All right, ciao.
Bless, sir.
Yeah, you too. All right. You have geeky friends wherever you go.
You don't have geeky friends.
I have lots of geeky friends.
No. Geeky friends don't come here. They sit at home.
Really? Why?
These are all the normal people.
The normal people?
Yeah.
Like you and I. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Very good. Enjoy. So, apparently, geeks are not here. They are afraid of people and social occasions. Well, I beg to differ. Because I see a lot of wonderful people here that I would definitely label as geeks. Now, speaking of geeks, this is one of the places for geeks, of course. This is where you can find all the awesome games. And look at all the different types of dices that you can use for those board games. Unbelievable. There is something very, very collectible about these. Look at how beautiful they are. Amazing. Makes me want to buy everything here. But I'm not going to.
Be sure.
I'm sure. And what's here? Next to that, this is more jewelry and rings and that sort of stuff. Of course, there is always an audience for that as well. And this is... What is this? Oh, plastic toys and swords and knives. Ooh, look at that.
What's up?
Looks straight out of Skyrim.
Skyrim? No.
Norway. What is it?
Norway.
Norway. Wow. I'm impressed. Very, very cool.
I like to be on your path forever.
Same to you.
Or if you move to the future, live long and prosper.
Hey, live long and prosper. I like it. Wow. That was a Star Wars geek from Norway. your all sorts of craft beers and mead and that sort of stuff. Wonderful. Now this is an interesting little corner. This is a tarot tea corner where they can predict your future, I guess. But then there's also this icon in the corner of Mary and Jesus and a little angel. So it's all combined in a nice Christmas star. And let's see, what else have we got here? Clothes, and here you can buy all sorts of minerals and stones and crystals. And some costumes in case you're... No, look at that. A nice little doggy. What's his name?
Her name is Evie.
Who?
Evie.
Evie. Evie. And even Evie has a... as a suit. Well protected against the cold. Nice. Alright, let's go to the other place. Or actually, no, we just came from there. You know what? Let's just go outside. And there is one other corner that I wanted to show you that is for geeks. And it is a book corner. And again, I have to really restrain myself. Oh, look at that. Huge dog. Wow. That is a gorgeous, beautiful dog. Hey, buddy. Very nice. Because in the book corner, I saw so many awesome, awesome books. Oh, wow. Before we go to the books, I need to go here to the right because there is a... What is it? It looks like an acrobatic show. Amazing. People jumping around. Wow, that's very, very cool. And a queen playing in the background. Oh, wow, look at that. That is impressive. Jumping up and down. Very, very cool. All right. Time to go to the book corner. Although I don't know exactly where that is. Look at all these marvelous costumes. Makes me feel a bit underdressed in my Harry Potter outfit. Even like a dragon, that's amazing. That is so cool. Look at that dragon. Awesome. Great. Wonderful. All right, the book corner is over here. Entrance. We got some pirate costumes here. And this is a place where I really have to keep an eye on my wallet because it's so cool what they have. Even more. Look, Serenity. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Harry Potter, World of Warcraft. This is basically my world. Oh, even more Harry Potter. Slytherin, wrong house. There you go. That's an opinion. That's my opinion.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. Nice. So nice. And Star Trek as well. Game of Thrones. And The Dark Crystal. And Terry Pratchett. And I grew up with this stuff. Unbelievable. And we get some superheroes, of course. Lots of Doctor Who. This is all the new stuff. And a history book about Star Wars. It's kind of hard to believe that Star Wars, in many ways, is already ancient history. How Star Wars conquered the universe. The past, present, and future of a multi-billion dollar franchise. You know what the problem is with a lot of these Star Wars books that tell the story of the genesis of Star Wars? They tend to focus on the movie-making aspect of it. But there is one element that these books all always forget, and that is the importance of the Star Wars fans, especially the online Star Wars fans, the people with the websites. And I'm particularly sensitive to that because I've been part of that Star Wars fan base right from the beginning, and it was something completely new. A lot of movies didn't have a fan base. The internet was brand new, And Star Wars kind of, I think, paved the way to modern fandom and were instrumental for the success and the enduring success of Star Wars because of our support of the prequels. But it's not often mentioned in the books. It's kind of like a world that is not really noted anywhere in the history books, which is a shame. Anyway, we know, as Star Wars fans, we know the role that we played. Let's take a look here, what we have in certain... I still have to finish this series. I like the first movie, but I haven't seen much else. Doctor Who comic books. Always very nice. You see how dangerous it is to walk around here? Let's take a look at the rest of the book market, because there is much more geekery that you may enjoy. Let's see what they have on display here. Transformers. That shouldn't be here. Transformers. That shouldn't be anywhere, actually. Robert Jordan. Towers of Midnight. Never heard of that. Lots of secondhand books. There's a big, big market, of course, for that. This is more my kind of book. The Art of Filmmaking. 20 Years of Weta. You've got, of course, your calendars. Beauty and the Beast and Harry Potter. Over there, Doctor Who. Get the Stephanie Meyer books. Is that still a thing? The glistening vampires seems to have had its prime time. And of course, here this is all Star Wars, and that is not going anywhere. Old Star Trek books, like the old novelizations. There are hundreds and hundreds of them. Even more secondhand books. There's just so much. This is more new stuff, the whole Dark Tower saga. I don't know how many books are based on this. I've not seen the movie. According to most reviews that I read, it wasn't too good. But I heard good things about the whole Dark Tower series, the original series. There was something else I wanted to show you, but I forgot where it was. Let's see, this is all Star Trek, Destiny 2, that's more of a video game. And a steampunk user's manual, some Doctor Who books. You know what? I remember what I saw. There was a book based on the new Star Trek, which I didn't even know existed. But I can't find it anymore. Perhaps it's been sold. It was a book based on the world of Star Trek Discovery, which, of course, is still, you know, like the first season isn't even finished. And it was somewhere here. I can't see it anymore. No, it's gone. Well, probably someone bought it. Good for them, good for them. So, we're almost done showing you around here on the inside. This is all clothing department for your steampunk costumes. But there is one more room that I want to show you. And that is in this direction. It's a little bit darker here. This is where you have a number of fancy authors promoting their books and telling people about them. And then in this room is a... that's an interesting experience. You can sample mead. Mead, again, it's pretty dark in here, not much light. But here you can sample mead. All these bottles are mead. And it's kind of a honey-based type of concoction. It's very sweet, very nice. And it's a big thing among geeks or among fantasy fans. I'm not sure if they like to be called geeks, the people that walk around here. Let's go outside. I see some umbrellas. I hope it's not raining again. But man, I'm so drawn to these books. Am I the only one? Always makes me happy when I see kids actually also checking out the books, because reading is the best thing you can teach children. All right, we're outside again. The show is finished over there. I see a Captain America shield. Also, it seems a little bit out of place in this fantasy setting. This is more the kind of costuming that you expect on a winter fair. It is absolutely great. Oh, a little doggy. How cute. What's his name?
Davy.
Davy.
Yes.
He seems a little bit cold.
Yeah, it is.
It
she
is.
Has a little shirt.
Oh, it's nice. Okay. A woolen shirt, great. Oh, wow, look at that. Another beautiful costume. Amazing. Just the creativity of the people that make their own costumes. It's absolutely wonderful. Well, that definitely is Captain America.
Hello.
Hello. Very cool. And people are gathering here. I guess this is going to be one of those shows, but I'm not certain. There's a lot of water. You have to be careful when you walk here, because it's been pouring down all night. There's been snow, and now it's melting. And they're opening the doors. So, well, thank you so much. Let's see. Wow, this is almost an attraction in itself. Conquering the waters. I've got my walking boots on and they're waterproof. I came here well prepared. Well, let's see what's going on there. This looks like an arena. And people can sit all around the main area. I think we're going to see some fighting. Yeah, that's probably it. There is some people wearing shields and swords, and they're looking at the crowd. So I think if we all sit here, we're going to see something spectacular here. These druids have been protecting this purple crystal, which is protecting the world against evil. And now the elves are entering the arena. And they've been living under the protection of this crystal. And they're dancing around here. And of course you know that things are going to go haywire. Because there are the evil knights or whatever they are. Oh, wow, we're getting an entire fight. Evil warriors are now threatening the elves because the crystal is no longer there to protect them. They're circling the poor elves, and all of them are killed, or almost all of them are killed. And the last two elves are about to get murdered. But apparently they are being spared. And then we hear... Oh, there you go. The wizards arrive with the purple crystal. And the mystics are chasing away the evil warriors. What is going to happen now? You see the two remaining elves that were spared now mourning over the dead fellow elves. It's a mesmerizing story, I have to say. Really, it's like a fairy tale. And there's a huge crowd here watching this. And now the elves are asked by the mystics to bring the crystal to safety. So this is the quest-giving moment, of course, where these two elves, one female and one male elf, are called upon by the druids or whatever they are to go on a quest to save the world. But they have no arms. How are we going to fight these evil knights? And then they both receive a metal sword. And these swords will serve you, because there's an ancient power in these swords. And they feel the energy of the swords running through their veins. And all of a sudden they are able to fight as experienced warriors. It's a lot of fun, really. Well, I'm going to watch the end of the story and see if these elves can actually make it. But something tells me that they will survive. Thanks for watching. Go to tridio.com/subscribe for more information on these shows. And thanks to my patrons for supporting me on patreon.com/fatherotter. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. God bless.